And we're back from the ad break. You didn't know it was coming because I tried to suppress a sneeze and then the sneeze didn't come out. So that was what that pause actually was for. But I decided to do a little presto changeo and hit you with some ads in order to get my delicious currency from the pod. So thank you for listening to that or speeding through it to get to this part. But yeah, so you just have this silly forced narrative that everyone's been sucking hind tit. The world's been sucking for forever. And Reagan was going to do some great stuff, but he got shot, and that made him bitch out and not do the great stuff. Which is really funny to me because Reaganomics was what he ran for to be president. And it's what he did when he was president. He didn't shift things up. He did what he wanted to do. And Trump is literally following the same blueprint that Reagan and W. Bush did when they were in office. It's not like he has changed anything. It's really funny. It's really, really silly that they're trying to paint Trump as this radical revolutionary figure that isn't following in the line of pretty much every Republican president since Eisenhower. Eisenhower was different, but Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Pappy Bush, Baby Bush, all the rest of them, shitty, shitty garbage people with terrible economic policies. That's life. But yeah, we had that one fleeting moment where Reagan took the oath of office on January 20th, was president for a little over 2 months, got shot on March 30th, and that was it. And then he was like, oh no, I can't make the American people rich. The bad guys don't want that. And then somehow, some way, the Illuminati let Bill Clinton give us a good economy. I mean, that's always made me laugh. It also makes me laugh that these people always talk about how Obama destroyed our nation and blah, blah, blah. And if Obama was so hell-bent on destroying our nation, why didn't he just let the Great Recession continue? He was handed a bag of shit by W. Bush. He could have just have let that bag of shit keep festering. He didn't have to fix it. He could have just been like, you know, oh, darn, sorry, can't turn this economy around. Detroit goes bankrupt. Everyone who had American car manufacturing jobs loses those. There's a lot of ways. A lot of ways Obama could have actually just kept America in the gutter. But no, he lifted us up and rebuilt the economy and did all kinds of good stuff. But apparently the Illuminati didn't like that. So Obama's a white hat, according to Joe M, I guess. So Kennedy got shot. Reagan bitched out. Is anyone going to stand up to the deep state? Is anyone going to fight these guys? Come on, someone do something, please.
It was looking pretty grim for good people. Every time someone wanted to stand up and do the right thing, they got stopped. Were we ever to be freed? These criminals are also known as the deep state, or cabal, because of how they control things behind the scenes. Every president after Reagan was one of these deep state criminals, and their empire got even stronger. With each bad president came new depths America and the world would sink. The world collapsed into darkness.
I guess not. I guess we're not going to get any good guys. One of the things that makes me laugh about this stuff is, why hasn't the deep state won at this point? Because again, after Kennedy's death, from 1963 until 2017, when Trump takes office, it's just been pure evil the whole way. Why didn't they finish us off? Why didn't they end Christianity and raise up Satanism as the defining mainstream religion of America? Why do any of us have a job? Why is anyone capable of raising a family or having a life that isn't just working three jobs to make ends meet? QAnon often talks about the 16-year plan to destroy America, which was supposed to be Obama's two terms followed by Hillary's two terms, and how that was going to be it. Like, that was going to be when they finally finished off our nation and we were all destroyed. And my question there is always, why did they wait until Obama to destroy America? And then why would they decide it was going to take 16 years to do it? I mean, the moment JFK is declared dead, why do the bad guys not go to Lyndon Johnson and be like, hey, Lyndon, we're going to end the world now. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Yeah, we're just going to do another one of those, and you're just going to start throwing some nukes around. We're just going to kill everybody. And if he didn't want to do it, why didn't Nixon do it? And so on and so forth, and on and on and on. Why did everybody just keep just trudging along, letting this thing drag out? It's one thing I've always laughed about in these conspiracy theories, in the Illuminati mythos, that the only thing slower than the Patriots arresting all the bad guys is the bad guys actually manifesting their plan and destroying the world and enslaving us all. Like, both sides just keep moving at this glacial pace to enact their agendas. It's almost like both sides don't exist and no one's doing anything. I mean, what a strange thing to think, but it might be true if you just think about it a little bit. Yeah, so the bad guys have just kicked all kinds of ass and they've ruled over us for forever. We're totally screwed. Which, this is one of the things that always is so funny about these conspiracy theories is, how did the good guys ever win? The bad guys just kept getting stronger and better and bigger, and no one stopped them. No one stopped them. No one said, hey, bad guys, we don't like you. We're going to beat you up. And the bad guys would just crush them. I mean, we just went over this, that the bad guys, who were apparently not very strong in 1963, they were just sort of like getting their sea legs under them. And then they killed Kennedy. And then after they killed Kennedy, they were trying to do better, trying to get a little stronger, but they didn't have everything run until they got to like Obama and Bush, W. Bush and all that kind of stuff. And that's when they were really, really strong. Now it's when they were just absolutely kicking all the butt. And yet that was when they lost. That's when Trump beat them. And it's just so funny. It's like, man, it's really wild that the bad guys got so powerful just to be defeated in the end by Donald Trump. And this is like the QAnon mythos. It's the QAnon world building where you have the bad guy and you make the bad guy super powerful so that when your good guy comes in and gets the job done, it makes him look even better by comparison. So I think now we're finally going to get to the good guys. Hopefully. I'm praying for it.
Do you need me to tell you how? Destroyed factories, declining job numbers, sicker people, opioids, destruction of Iraq, Syria, and Yemen with pointless war, displacement of people into Europe, ISIS, terrorism, collapsed governments, poverty, and genocide. Total misery. Do you think that was inevitable? Hell no. Well, here is where things start to take a new turn. When the full picture comes to be known, it will forever be regarded as the greatest story ever told. Well, here is the top line. Some good people still held positions of power. They valued humanity and the rule of law. While the criminals discussed their game plan at the annual Bilderberg meetings, the good guys were making plans of their own. The information age was coming to change history forever. As the internet flooded into every home and appliances became smarter, and when people started carrying tracking devices, an opportunity to put an end to criminal control over the world was emerging.
So this is where we start building the narrative about how Q was going to stop the bad guys. And he's going to defeat them. And we had a little more depression, a little more suffering there before we pivoted. And by the way, one of the first good guys that gets shown in those graphics there was Michael Flynn, who is currently embroiled in a Twitter slap fight with Candace Owens and her crew. And Cash Patel just came out and said that Flynn and his Cash Patel's girlfriend came out and said that that Flynn and Candace and all these people, Flynn and Candace and all those people are foreign agents, that they're working against American interests and on behalf of their evil foreign overlords. So it's very funny that we just have this constant inner turmoil between QAnon anti-Trumpers and QAnon pro-Trumpers. That's just the way it goes. These people can't stop fighting with each other. It's just the nature of their existence. But Flynn, hero, one of the biggest champions in QAnon, which is why this whole thing with Candace Owens is like so offensive to these people, because Cash Patel's supposed to be a hero, and now he's fighting. Mommy and Daddy are fighting, or in this case, Daddy and Daddy are fighting, and it makes them very sad they have to deal with that. So the good guys, because we now have smart refrigerators, the door is open for the good guys to do something good and to be able to defeat the bad guys who are always doing the bad things. So here we go. Now we're finally turning the corner, which is very interesting because, again, this is a 13-minute video, and we are now in minute 7. So over half this video has just been sort of beating you down, beating you down, beating you down, reminding you how much the world sucks. And now we're finally going to start picking you up. Now we're finally going to uplift you and let you know that we have turned a corner, that somehow the bad guys that have ruled humanity for forever have fucked up, and now their iPhones are going to lead to them being taken out.
We became connected, trackable, and surveilled. But so did they. They became dependent, just like we did, on email, SMS, instant communication. It made crime much easier, but it also put them on a grid that, if accessed by the right people, would expose their crimes to the public and end their iron grip on us once and for all. In this new age of information, it was thought that the military should also have its own intelligence agency to focus on cybercrime and espionage. They called this the NSA, National.
So the NSA in early QAnon was the good guys. Like, the FBI were bad, the CIA were bad, but the NSA was the good intelligence gathering agency. And the Q drops talk a lot about how the NSA was the people that were working with Trump in order to bring justice to the bad guys and to take them out and to liberate us from their tyranny. And this is what this video is all about. It's all about the fact that we are going to get their emails, their text messages. We're going to get all of it because the NSA is just literally this bottomless database where everything anyone says ever is somehow stored, tracked, and monitored by the NSA. So all Donald Trump has to do is walk into NSA headquarters and go, "Yeah, yo, get me Obama's text messages from when he was doing all his drug deals," and boom, they just put them out there. And again, I talked about this in the first part. It's really funny that they just talk about, you kidnap kids and you sell heroin, and you get rich. And Obama had a Netflix deal. He sold his memoirs. The dude doesn't need to do human trafficking. there's so many ways for him to make money above board, and even more ways to make money in ways that would be seen as potentially like a gray area, where it's like, hey, these people are trying to buy the influence of a former president. Isn't that a little scummy? And it's like, well, tough shit. He's allowed to do it, and he's going to do it. And you can't put him in jail for it, unlike all the Taliban heroin purchases he was doing when he was president. Because the idiot bad guys have to do super bad guy crimes. So when Trump busts them, they'll all go to jail for forever, ever. So, yeah, that's where we're at now. And we're going to build to the crescendo that is the big Trump payoff. So I'm going to hit you with the final ad break here, and then probably maybe, I don't know, we'll see 5-10 more minutes of this, and we'll get ready for part 3 next week.